Expand your awareness on society, culture, relating the path of transformation, and live life with your soul fully aligned with God. You have arrived to the Steve Experience Podcast.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. If you made it this far, congratulations. I honor you. So 77, Jesus said, I am the light that is over all things. I am all for me. All has come forth, and to me all has reached. Split a piece of wood, I am there. Lift up the stone, and you will find me there. Now, that's also pretty self-explanatory, saying that Christ is everywhere, meaning truth is everywhere. Truth reigns in the nature more strongly than anywhere else. Anywhere that hasn't been corrupted by the likes of the dark ones like Bill Gates and his friends. And so, yeah, just follow the truth and don't follow Bill Gates. 78. Jesus said, why have you come out to the countryside? To see a reed shaken by the wind, and to see a person dressed in soft clothes like your rulers and your powerful ones. They are dressed in soft clothes, and they cannot understand truth. So saying, why have you come into this world? That's what the countryside is, this world, you know, and it has the nature, and it has these Bill Gates people dressed in soft clothes. They're the rulers, the powerful ones, but they don't understand truth. I'm still waiting to get Bill Gates in a podcast. I'm just wondering why he's not in some prison at the moment, to be honest. I don't know if that's libelous, but probably not, considering the lawful evidence that is on my side. If he wants to take me to court for that, let's go. I'm sure I've got enough lawyers to help me who know the laws of man and woman, God's law. So Jesus is saying there, essentially, do you want to see the beauty in nature, or do you want to follow these unlawful people here that have try to shit on the humanity over and over for eternity? Like that famous quote says about fascism, how it's essentially stamping on a human face forever. Sorry that I can't remember who that was, but sure, you can go and look that up, see who it was. 79, a woman in the crowd said to him, blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast that fed you. So there he's saying, blessed is nature and the nature of the feminine and the nature of women. He said to her, blessed are they who have heard the word of the Father, capital F for Father, and have truly kept it. For there will be days when you will say, blessed is the womb that has not conceived and the breast that have not given milk. Conceiving there, meaning taking a seed of creation, taking a seed of God. And I think this one is a bit more difficult for me, I have to say. This one, I think he's saying that you need to keep on blessing others, no matter if they have not conceived of the truth yet, and they have not. And he's essentially kind of speaking to children as well. You know, we have to think of the young girls in this world. Seems to speak to the mother and daughter relationship, and how important it is, and how important the daughters are of this world, and bless them on their journey to truth. 80. Jesus said, whoever has come to know the world has discovered the body, and whoever has discovered the body of that person, the world is not worthy. This links back to 56, saying 56. Jesus said, whoever has come to know the world that has discovered a carcass, and whoever has discovered a carcass of that person, the world is not worthy. Pretty much the same thing here. So, you know, the body of the world has been diseased. The body of humanity and the body of humankind has been diseased by the dark ones. And when you become aware of that, you have to do something about it. And there's plenty of people doing things about it. So many, in fact. Just the ones who are not doing anything about it don't want to listen to the ones doing anything about it, but you need to listen. It's imperative right now. 81. Jesus said, let one who has become wealthy reign, and let one who has power renounce it. Again, a little tricky one, to be honest. For me, it doesn't come with the same vibration. It seems a bit of a, like, compared to the nearly all the other ones, you know, the second half of 79, or the sentence three, so 79.3, and this 81, the vibration of it, because I can read vibrations pretty well, is just slightly lower. It's a slightly negative energy. So it says, let one who has become wealthy reign, and let one who has power renounce it. So it's kind of saying what will be in the first part. Let one who has become wealthy reign. Bill Gates is doing that now. And look at him. He looks like a twat. And I'm assuming he's talking about the same one in the same next sentence, because it would be a bit of a cryptic clue if he was going to jump over and mean someone else. So essentially saying, and let Bill Gates, who has this power, renounce it. Well, where is he getting this power from? Is he getting it from the divine? No. He's getting it from some other place. Some demonic place, in my opinion. If you go to Epstein Island all the time. So perhaps this wasn't as difficult as I first made out. This was one of the easiest ones. And no, it's not negative, and it's actually positive. 82. Jesus said, whoever is near me is near the fire, and whoever is far from me is far from the kingdom. Meaning he is the fire of truth, and the truth burns. So you don't mean you have to dive into the fire literally and burn your hands, but you got to be close to it. Got to be extremely close to the truth. And whoever is far from me is far from the kingdom. So if you're far from the fire of truth, no matter how much you think it might harm you, it won't harm you, it will transform you. So you're, that person is stuck in their old ways so badly they don't want to transform. Which is sad in some respects, but it's a free will choice universe. And so they will stay far away from the kingdom. If people want to go through to the truth and do that, then that's what I advise. It's what I'm doing, what people around me are doing, what many people are doing across this beautiful world. So that's pretty cool news. 83. Jesus said, images are visible to people, but the light within them is hidden in the image of the Father's light. He will be disclosed, but his image is hidden by his light. That kind of just says what it is on the tin, as we say in English. Images are visible. You know, we live in a 3D world where we can see certain objects, which makes things visible. But you can't see what is behind that, because it's hidden in the light of the Father, meaning the light of the truth. And you have to become better at seeing by using your I Am Self, your higher self consciousness, your soul, your heart, your intuition, your divine feminine, divine masculine, divine inner child. Use all of those things to see more widely, and then you can see the Father's light everywhere. In the last sentence, you start to see him, this vibration, the divine vibration. This is what God is, not a man in a beard in the sky. It's just a divine vibration that permeates all of existence. Even Bill Gates is, I should really stop with the Bill Gates jokes, but until he comes on my podcast, I won't. So that means people out there need to start emailing him. If you know him, I want to get him on this podcast. Then I'll stop making these jokes. Yeah, I'm slightly bored of it, but 84. Jesus said, when you see your likeness, you are happy. But when you see your images that came into being before you and that neither die nor become visible, how much will you bear? So when you see someone who's similar to you, you like them. But when you see other kind of images that weren't visible before, how much are you going to suffer? Well, how much can you cope with under the weight of the truth of the darkness that was inside you and followed people like Bill Gates? So if you followed him for the last couple of years, especially, you know, from that time around March, April, beginning of 2020 till now, which is currently the 11th of November 2022, because I just put these out and do them on the same day. So every one that I've done is on that date, just a few hours before. So what do you want to do? Are you going to cope with the weight of the truth when it comes out, when the flood comes? Probably if you're listening to this, you will, because you've been following me for a while. If you haven't been following me for a while, then I recommend go back to the beginning. Check out the steveexperience.com, my magazine, which will be out again in a new version in 2023. That was originally started in 2012, called Raw Attraction Magazine, rawattraction.com. Very popular magazine in America and Europe, and as popular as kind of Men's Health magazine in UK and America. I do like Men's Health magazine. I did win a competition in there for Entrepreneur of the Year back in, I think, 2007 or 2008. So that was cool. Anyway, so how much are you going to bear in this war? Get some help if you need it. 85, Jesus said, Adam came from great power and great wealth, but he was not worthy of you. For had he been worthy, he would not have tasted death. So Adam and Eve, he came from the divine, but he wasn't worthy of it, or he chose not to be worthy of it, and he tasted death. So you can either choose the divine or go back to eating those apples, or go back to playing with snakes like Bill Snakes. I used to be a comedian once, but it didn't go very well. So, making a comeback. And after I finish this Gospel of Thomas, I've decided I will do a spiritual breakdown of Carl Pilkington's greatest sayings, and he's a comedian that I like. 86, Jesus said, foxes have their dens and birds have their nest, but the child of humanity has no place to lay his head and rest. Pretty true. Sadly, because the likes of Bill Snakes and his gang have been running this place for quite a while. I don't really know of the nature of their species, you know, just from somewhere hellish. They've basically come out of somewhere close to hell, or they've realized, yeah, I kind of like being powerful over a dominion of people, maybe on other planets. I don't know. Maybe. It's a maybe. I really don't know. 50-50, I would say. Or certainly they might be descendants of these people, and they had or beings that I wouldn't call them people. People have just been made sick by these beings' insane psychopathic agenda. So the psychopathic beings that were unfortunately created in this known universe somewhere came here and thought, oh, we're going to have some of this via the human race because it looks good to us. Just like many people do to animals here. But they were the predator and we were the victim. Well, sometimes the fight can get reversed. Sometimes they didn't bite us big enough. Sometimes we've got an anaconda grip and we're about to smack their face into oblivion, and there's no coming back from that type shizzle. So that's what's going to happen, as aforementioned in the book of Revelation. And yeah, I think that's probably where I'll wrap it up, because yeah, let's fucking wrap that one up there, actually. So have a great day, and if we can get Bill Snakes on the podcast, everyone, please share this. Let people know that I want to talk to Bill Snakes. So, thanks so much. See you later.
Discover more about Steve's other creations, including his book, magazine, and much more at thesteveexperience.com. Thank you for listening. If you love this podcast, please share it with your friends and family. Much love and deep blessings to you on your journey. We can't wait to see you on the next Steve Experience podcast.